This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For the first time, researchers show how much patients with private insurance actually pay for hospital stays. Out-of-pocket costs are high and rising fast in many plans, even those considered good insurance. Emily Adrian is a research fellow at the University of Michigan Medical School. She and her team looked into the rising out-of-pocket costs to people with private insurance. So you found costs skyrocketing in two areas. Let's start with the one we're all familiar with, deductibles.
Deductibles went up about 86% between 2009 and 2013. And the idea behind deductibles is to prevent overuse of healthcare.
Right. You've got skin in the game.
Right. You have skin in the game. If you have a high deductible, you're going to think twice before going to the doctor for something that may be unnecessary.
Is there a justifiable reason that the insurance plans are raising the deductibles?
That's a question mark right now. You know, a lot of people, instead of avoiding unnecessary care, actually are avoiding necessary care as well. So I think there are a lot of question marks around deductibles and especially the recent rise in deductibles.
The other area costing patients more is co-insurance. We're less familiar with that. So tell us what that is and how fast it's rising.
Co-insurance is actually a percentage of the cost of care that the patient is responsible for. If you go in for an appendectomy, the insurance company will pay about 70%, and then your co-insurance means that you're responsible for 30% of the cost of that care.
What's been happening with that cost?
Co-insurance is increasing as well. So more people are paying co-insurance, and the size of co-insurance has been increasing as well. We found that it increased about 33% between 2009 and 2013.
We all know that premiums are going up as well, so we're paying more for insurance. It's rising about 5% a year. At what rate are the total of out-of-pocket costs rising?
Total out-of-pocket costs are rising by 37% right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a big increase. And actually, if you look at the annual increase, that's about a 6.5% increase each year between 2009 and 2013. That might not sound very big, but when you compare it to premium increases, premiums have risen about 5.1% over the same time period. And that was actually a period of an overall slowdown in healthcare cost growth. Overall healthcare costs were growing at just 2.9% over that same time period.
So this means people are getting hit at both ends of the plan, paying more for the insurance, paying more for out-of-pocket costs. What's the average hospital stay costing people these days?
For people in employer-sponsored plans, about $1,013 per visit.
I read in a Washington Post blog, which, by the way, quotes you, it reminded us of a Federal Reserve survey which found nearly half of Americans don't have enough money to cover a $400 expense, emergency expense. So a bill of $1,000 that you're talking about would be kind of a gut punch to a lot of families. They're going to find themselves in dire straits. What could be done about this squeeze from the insurance plans so that people can keep it at a level that's not going to devastate their household financing?
Well, this is a huge issue. I mean, I'm a research fellow. I don't make a ton of money either, and $1,000 would be a lot to me as well. So I understand this issue. But the Affordable Care Act introduced out-of-pocket maximums for all of the plans in the marketplace. So that's about $7,000 for individuals and $1,400 for families who are purchasing coverage. A lot of employer-sponsored plans do have out-of-pocket maximums, but they're not required. And so I think maybe having some sort of requirement to contain the overall costs for catastrophic costs anyway would be one step. Another step is just education of patients and consumers of healthcare. There was a 2013 study that showed that only 14% of people really have a good understanding of what copayments, deductibles, and coinsurance are. And if you don't understand those topics, then it's really hard to choose a health insurance plan that's best for you and one that can help keep your costs down.
So is this something that the healthcare industry and the insurance industries are actually kind of trying to work on, or are they butting heads as one's trying to recover costs from the other all the time and the consumer gets caught up in the middle of that?
I don't know that they're working together. I would assume that they'd try. It's really difficult. They have competing interests and, you know, consumers are sort of caught in the middle and we have a knowledge gap. And when you're really sick and you have to go to the hospital, you don't have a lot of time to shop around if you have an appendectomy or you're having a heart attack. And even if we try to shop around, it's not always possible to get the cheapest care.
I was really surprised this is the first time anybody's taken a look at this. What prompted you to do this?
As you mentioned earlier, there are a lot of news stories about the 4- and 5-digit hospital bills that uninsured and underinsured people face, but there's really almost nothing known about people with more high-quality health insurance coverage and how much they're paying. And we really wanted to look into this and see what was going on, and we had access to this great data set that had a lot of rich information. And it's hard to get access to private employer-sponsored, private insurer data because it's proprietary and it's just difficult to get a hold of it and see what was going on. And I think we were a bit taken aback by the high increases in costs over time.
Apparently so, and a lot of media have picked up on your study, and you know, I think it is surprising to everyone. Emily Adrian is a research fellow at the University University of Michigan Medical School, telling us how even people with high-quality health insurance are paying a lot more in out-of-pocket costs these days. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.